It's really great to have Adam with us, and Adam's going to be sharing a little bit about what they do, but also just bringing us a little bit of a message about Christmas as well. So let's just reach out our hands and towards Adam and bless him. Father God, Lord, I just thank you for Adam and Unju and the family. Thank you for this time that they've got in the UK. Lord, we thank you that they can be here for Christmas. And Lord, we pray that, Lord, as Adam just shares, Lord, of the work and the ministry they're involved in, and Lord, just points to you, Jesus. Lord, I pray that, Lord, we would hear you speaking through him. Lord, challenge us and encourage us, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thanks, John. It's great when Unju sings before I speak, because everyone will remember the song and no one will remember what I say. So it takes the pressure off. It's good. I want to speak a bit today from John chapter 3. I want to talk a bit about where we've come from, and but also about where Jesus came from and why Jesus came, and related to that, why we have been out to different places. I wonder if I ask you, where are you from? I think for some people, that's quite a simple question. Maybe you've got like a one-word answer. I'm from Rotherham or Sheffield or Yorkshire or somewhere. But for some of us, it's a bit more complicated. My daughter, Bethany, the only reason I agree to speak in church is to embarrass my kids. So, yeah. So my oldest daughter, Bethany, she was born just up the road in the Jessup wing. And when she was less than a week old, I brought her to church in one of those little papoose carrier things, and she was here. So she's from Sheffield, except she can't remember Sheffield because we left when she was about 6 months old. And we went to live in Yemen. So we lived in Yemen, which was a great place. My mum was a bit angry that we were taking this precious six-month-old granddaughter to Yemen, which she saw as quite a dangerous and poor place. But Yemen was brilliant. We loved it in Yemen. And we lived there for 4 years. And then after Yemen, we went to Bahrain, and we lived in Bahrain for 10 years. I think we've got a map somewhere, Leon, there we go. So these are some of the places. So we lived in Bahrain for 10 years. So that's where the kids kind of grew up. That's where they it's where they called home for a decade. And then we went to South Korea for a year. We had like a furlough year. Again, Unju's from South Korea, so we sort of went home. And now, for the past year and a half, we've been living in Kenya. So if you want to terrify my kids, ask them, where are you from? It's a very complicated question. We work in Kenya at a school called RVA, the Rift Valley Academy. And I think the Selemanis talked about this when they were here, so I think some of you will recognize this. So this is the school. That's our logo with the buffalo. All the sports teams are called the Buffaloes. And there are a bunch of kids sitting around. It looks like a Friday chapel time. The vast majority of the students at the school are missionary kids. And if you ask them, where are they from? They kind of panic the same way that my daughters would. A lot of those kids at the school were born in the UK or Korea or America or Canada or South Africa or Kenya, of course. But their parents are serving in missions all over Africa in lots of interesting places. I asked, when I knew I was coming here, I asked my grade 12 English classes to write on a whiteboard where their parents are living and serving. So, yeah, I've got some photos. I don't know, maybe I'll point some of these out so you can see. We've got a bunch from Kenya, of course. We've got Chad, Uganda, different places in Kenya. And then we've got a few more pictures. There we go. We got Mozambique, Uganda, lots from Kenya, of course, Ethiopia, Algeria, Uganda again. And then we've got a few more pictures. Here we go. Djibouti, Mozambique, Tanzania, Uganda, Kenya. And then we've got Mozambique, South Sudan, Uganda, Kenya, Tanzania. Tucker thought it would be funny to write Kanye instead of Kenya. So, I don't know. Anyway. And there's Bethany, who obviously didn't think we were important enough to write where we're serving on a whiteboard. Never mind. And then I think we've got two more pictures like this. Here we go. So South Africa, Rwanda, Tanzania, Kenya, Chad again, Kenya, South Africa, Rwanda, Chad, Tanzania, Uganda, Kenya. So these are the places where these students' parents are serving kind of all over Africa in missions. So all the exciting stuff that you might read in the Selemani's newsletters from Mozambique, that kind of work's happening all over Africa. And the students are often sent from those places, especially if they're serving in kind of remote rural areas, places like Chad or somewhere where there isn't a good school, or where there is a good school but it's far too expensive for a missionary to send their kids to, or perhaps where in a place where all the education is Islamic, they want to send their kids to a Christian school, so they pack them off and send them to RVA in Kenya. I wonder kind of what your ideas or thoughts about that are. Maybe you've got young kids and you think, oh, I could never send my kids away to boarding school in a different country. Maybe you've got teenagers and you're thinking, oh, brilliant, could I send my kids away? I'm just joking. But these missionaries all over Africa send their kids to RVA to get an education, and we serve there. I'm an English teacher. I teach grade 12 English and grade 7 English. And Unju is Korean liaison. There are lots of Korean students in the school. And Unju also works in the finance office as well. So that's kind of what we do to kind of support missions work around Africa. So that's kind of where we've come from. And, you know, the question of where you're from for our girls, but also for these missionary kids, is quite a complicated one. But it got me thinking, especially at Christmas time, where was Jesus from? Now, quite an obvious question, I suppose. I thought some of the kids would be in here, so I was going to get them to shout out the answers. Feel free to shout out if you want, but I was going to ask the primary kids. So, Jesus, of course, was born in Bethlehem. I wonder how many of you have seen a nativity play in the past few weeks. Yeah, I've seen some people nodding. Yeah. So, Jesus, of course, was born in Bethlehem. But then he lived overseas as well, of course. Joseph had that dream and was told by an angel to flee to Egypt to stay safe. So Jesus spent probably about 2 years in Egypt. The Bible doesn't tell us the exact dates or years, but I think it was about 2 years. And I often imagine when Jesus was a bit older, kind of Mary talking to him and saying, you know, when you were a toddler, you used to kind of splash in the water of the Nile River. Or, you know, when you were little, we took you to visit the pyramids when we were staying in Egypt. I don't know if any of that's true, but I like to imagine Mary kind of saying that to Jesus. I don't know. Yeah. So a bit like my kids, a bit like the missionary kids at RVA, Jesus had to leave and go and live in a different country for a while. And then, of course, he came back and Joseph decided to have them live in Nazareth. So another place again. So a bit like our kids, I suspect if you were to ask where Jesus was from, he's like, well, I was born in this place, and then I spent a few years in this place, and then I grew up in this other place. But of course, for Jesus, the answers, there's more to the answer than that. I want to read a few verses from John chapter 3. This is John chapter 3, verses 13 to 15. Jesus is talking to a religious leader called Nicodemus. And it's just after those famous verses about you must be born again. And just before the famous verses about for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. So this is where we are. So Jesus says to Nicodemus, no one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. The Son of Man just being one of Jesus's titles. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. So the first thing to kind of notice there is Jesus wasn't just from Bethlehem and Egypt to Nazareth. Ultimately, Jesus was from heaven. That's where he'd come from. So Jesus was far more of a third culture kid than any of my kids or any of the missionary kids in RBA. I don't know what you think of when you imagine heaven. I know for some people it's like the best golf course you've ever seen or something. The Bible talks about, you know, streets of gold and the river of life and the trees of life in the New Jerusalem and there being no more tears and these old bodies with dodgy knees and injured ankles will all be healed again and be made perfect in heaven. Jesus left that place where he kind of walked on streets of gold and had, I don't know, angels singing to him and he could drink from the river of life or whatever. He left that place and came down, as we remember, at Christmas to be born in a kind of dusty manger where animals were fed from. So that's where Jesus is from. And the obvious question is why? Why on earth would you leave heaven? If you could stay in heaven, I think we would, right? But Jesus gave all that up to be born in a manger. So that, as verse 15 says, everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. He left heaven so that we could eventually go and live in heaven. It talks, verses 14 and 15 talk about Jesus being lifted up. It's talking about him being lifted up on the cross. And as he was killed as a sacrifice for our sins, so that our sins are on him and we get, if we choose to, if we believe in him, we get to live in heaven. We get to have eternal life there, walk on those streets of gold and stuff. I promised Pastor John I'd keep this short, so I'll just mention this briefly. Verse 14 talks about Moses lifting up a snake in the wilderness. If you've never read that story, it's in Numbers 21. It's a great, great little story. I'm sure a lot of you know it, but anyway, I won't say more about that because time's getting up. So that's why Jesus left heaven. The reason that RVA students leave their homes in Seoul, South Korea, or in America, or in the UK, or wherever they're from, is to go and tell people all over Africa that Jesus did this. He was lifted up so that whoever believes in him gets to have eternal life. That's why they leave their kind of their homes where they were born and go and live in all these interesting, exciting places in Africa. We've heard a number of RVA parents who there was one who was living in, I think it was Sudan, who came. They actually came to work at the school for a year, and they said we would have had to leave Sudan 4 or 5 years ago if it wasn't for RVA. Because there just weren't education opportunities for our kids. We want them to go to college in the US. And, you know, if it wasn't for RVA, we would have had to leave Sudan. So praise God for that. Maybe I'll leave you with just a couple of things. First of all, hopefully that kind of excites you a bit, right? That because of this school, there are people serving in missions all over Africa. But more than that, hopefully excites you because you guys are all involved in that ministry. You guys have been praying for us for years and supporting us financially as well. We're volunteers at the school to try and keep the cost of the school as low as possible for these missionaries. And it's only because lots of you guys here put your hands in your pockets and put money in those white baskets that go around that we get to serve out there. So you guys are involved in this, and I hope you feel excited about that through your prayers and your giving. I know the parents are very grateful for all that support and all the staff that come out. The students, being teenagers, some of them are grateful for it, some of them not. But we really want to thank you for your ongoing support. And leave you with this final thing. RVA is always looking for more staff. So if there are any teachers or medics or people who could be a dorm parent, I'll just leave that with you and see if God see what God does with that idea. Yeah, good. All right, I'll just pray and then I'll finish. Thank you. Father God, thank you that you came from heaven. You left that perfect, wonderful place to come down and be born in a manger, as we remember at this time of year. Thank you for putting up with all the difficulties you had to put up with in your life, fleeing from Herod to Egypt, growing up in Nazareth and being killed eventually in Jerusalem, Lord. Thank you that you were willing to put yourself through all of that so that we can have eternal life. Thank you for the privilege that all of us have of telling our friends and neighbors that they can have eternal life because you were lifted up on that cross, Lord. Thank you for the privilege of being able to do that at RVA. And I really want to thank you for this church and their involvement in that. I pray you'd bless them, and I pray that they'd leave excited by their involvement. Yeah. In Jesus' name, amen.